Influence with Michelle Martin on Your Money, only on Money FM 89.3.
He's a former boxer turned entrepreneur. It started as a friendly neighborhood boxing gym over in Joo-Chiat, Spartans Boxing Club. I know someone who trains there, actually. It's since expanded. It's expecting its third gym to open by the end of this year and the fourth next year. Another in talks, I understand. The club is designed not just for people who are interested in learning to box professionally, but those who want to use the sport as a great way to get fit. It is currently raising $1 million in the immediate term for a share of its business offering regionally and globally. There are potential franchises throughout Asia, Middle East, Australia and Europe. What does it mean for you as a potential investor? And what does it take to, I suppose, be a sports person turned entrepreneur? Let's find out now with Russell Harrison, Managing Director of the Spartans Boxing Club. Good morning, Russell.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you here on the show on Influence. Okay, so tell us, how do you make the transition from professional boxer to entrepreneur? What were the major milestones?
It's a lifelong journey is probably the best way to describe it. So I started doing martial arts when I was young with absolutely no ambition for that to become a business. And then throughout, got into boxing as I grew up, did professional boxing relatively late in the piece. So did that when I was 30 and was juggling that with a corporate job. So I was running recruitment businesses all at the same time. And then very recently, with the business opportunity with Spartans and seeing the great impact that we're having on the community, the time was to make a jump and become a fully fledged entrepreneur in the fitness game.
Just fantastic. Okay, so clearly always in the business world, always juggling many balls in the air at one time. Why did you think, you know, boxing in particular would be a sporting concept that would take off here in Singapore?
So when we started the gym, that wasn't the thought process at all. So we were a couple of guys who were passionate and interested in boxing. And the thing that we saw as a gap in the market here was most boxing gyms were fight gyms, or they were quite hardcore. Spit and sawdust is the way that we would describe those gyms.
Yeah, it's got a smell of sweat and swagger.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of guys with six packs and all that sort of stuff. And so our goal was to have a gym that was inclusive and that was about community. And most of the people that we wanted to come into our gym were interested in boxing for fitness. So we were talking about boxing without bruises right from the get-go. And so that community element and inclusive element created a great concept that people in Singapore have been really interested in. And there's definitely opportunity for that, not just around the region, but also globally.
Yeah, I can't wait to find out about your new franchise model. But first, tell us, what was that initial investment that, you know, you poured into developing this club?
Yeah, so the first club that we opened, which is the Joo-Chiat, that's our flagship gym, it cost us just shy of about 200K to get in there. And the reason that we, from a business standpoint, we decided that this made sense was we were cash flow positive within the first 3 months. We'd not put any money, and we still haven't put any money back into the operational running of the business since we started. It was profitable year one. So the business model was really compelling. So the numbers made sense. And the part that was, I guess, for us that was the most interesting was that we were doing really great things in the community and having an impact on people's lives. So when we took a great business model plus doing something that was meaningful, we were like, okay, let's get this out and let's talk to the world about this.
Fantastic. So what does this new franchise opportunity, what are the opportunities for listeners perhaps?
Yeah, absolutely. So fitness franchising globally is pretty hot right now. So there's a lot of stories of fitness franchises that are moving quickly. Our concept is interesting. There's no one in the region that's doing what we're doing when it comes to boxing. So community, fun, fitness and families, but in a boxing context. The franchise opportunity itself, it really looks like this. It's relatively low setup costs. It's fast payback periods. It's cash flow positive early and it's profitability early. So, you know, as a business owner, they're, I think, all the milestones that you want to hear with a startup.
Absolutely, absolutely. So can you share with us a little bit more about this family-friendly community approach to boxing? People think of it and, you know, I want to get my guards on. I don't want to wrap my fingers. And I'm thinking, I'm going to get hurt, especially in the head. So how does that translate to a family-friendly sport?
Yeah, really good question. And this is one of the things that we worked really hard on from the start. So when we talk about communities, the youngest students in our gym, 4 years old, the eldest cast in our gym are about 60 plus.
I take it the four-year-olds are not sparring.
They don't spar, no. And it's all, so it's all class-based training. And the way that we set the classes up is that people come in as beginner boxers and then they graduate through the ranks. People only spar when they get to a point when they want to spar, and there's specific classes that are set up for that. But as I said before, about 90% of people that walk through our door, they're interested in the boxing without bruises part. They want to get fit. They want to have fun. They like boxing. They know that it's a great way to shed pounds and all that kind of stuff. But they don't want to get punched in the face. They don't want to go to work with a black eye. Although it is a good talking point if you go to work with a black eye. I've done it quite a few times.
Oh, well, congratulations on your upcoming, is it third opening? And then you've got two more in the works?
Yes, correct, yeah. So we're looking at opening our third one January of next year, which it will be out in the east, further east. We've got another one, which we should get confirmed within the next any hour now, which will also open early next year. We won't announce the location on that one just yet. So that one's in the wings. And then we've got other conversations for gyms to open in Delhi in India, as well as Jakarta, as well as Manila, all for Q1 or Q2 of next year.
So Jakarta, Manila and India.
Yes.
Got your eyes on those regions. Any particular reason why?
So there's markets in the region that we find are really interesting in terms of developing markets. So when we looked at the 14 Asia-Pacific countries, and that's really our initial approach, markets like Indonesia, Philippines, which are really growing quickly, have a growing middle class, disposable income, but also have some kind of affinity and affiliation with combat sports. They're the ideal kind of markets for us. And then trying to take that whole concept of community and fitness via boxing, they're quite receptive markets.
So you were in the business management sector for years in Australia and Asia. You were a recruitment director. Who would you say would be best suited to such a franchise?
So I think first things first would be you don't need to have boxing experience or fitness experience. You do need to have a passion for business. And I think any entrepreneur will tell you that it's not easy, right? So I think the right kind of person for us is they want to be an entrepreneur. They've got an interest in fitness, but they're also willing to put in the hard yards and do the hard work. Obviously, from a business point of view, the numbers really make sense. So that makes it, just purely from a numbers standpoint, if you're in it to come in, have a good business that makes money, this is an ideal opportunity. Mm-hmm. But definitely passion for fitness and willing to work hard, I think they're prerequisites.
What kind of support will Spartans Boxing Club provide the franchisee?
Yeah, fantastic. So we've built a franchise model. Very early on, we brought in some consultants that help us build the model from the ground up. So it's everything from full digital strategy, full business SOPs, coaching accreditation courses. So not only do we help you recruit the coaches and trainers, we also put them through an accreditation course. So you would know that the key to fitness training is that you obviously need to have expertise in the area that you operate, but you also need to be able to interact with customers. You also need to have a focus on safety. So we've built all of this into the accreditation course. So our boxing coaches do teach in a particular way. And then ongoing, so there's ongoing marketing support. So we're building the brand. So around brand and awareness, Spartans Boxing Club is responsible for that. So the brand just keeps getting bigger and better. And at the same time, we assist the franchisees with their local-based marketing initiatives as well. But it's literally business out of a box.
Yeah,
everything from top to bottom.
Yeah, it sounds turnkey to me.
Exactly, turnkey.
Yeah, it sounds
correct.
Like it was planned to be that way.
Exactly,
as well.
Equipment, the whole project to get you in the gym, find the location, we do it all for
everything
you.
Everything but lace your gloves, maybe.
We do we lace the gloves as well, at least for the first few times.
Well, you know, when you look back with hindsight, on your own journey, what advice do you have for entrepreneurs listening who would be entrepreneurs?
So it's not all glitz and glamour. It's really hard work. And when it's entrepreneur world, the buck stops with you. So be prepared for waking up early hours of the morning with bouts of anxiety, figuring out what the hell you're doing. I think that's probably the best piece of advice that I can give. But it's super rewarding. Being your own boss is amazing. I try to avoid wearing suits these days. Have to pinch myself some days when I'm walking around in shorts and flip-flops and it's business hours. But the main takeaway that I would say, all jokes aside, is it's hard work, but it's super rewarding.
Well, thank you so much for coming by. Great meeting you.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me.
Good luck with Spartans Boxing Club. Russell Harrison there, the managing director of Spartans Boxing Club. This is Influence.